Drive.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
As always, thank you for being here, making part of your day right in this place for Inside Douglas County as we cover so many things going on around the Umpqua Valley, but also other topics as well, including periodically looking at economic data that impacts our region. We're joined by Brian Rooney, regional economist with the State of Oregon Employment Department, joining us from the Eugene area. Brian, thanks for being on today.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
So we are going over information about Southwest Oregon's total employment and the projections that it will increase 9% by 2031. You put a report out yesterday. Kind of give us an overview about what all this means.
Okay, well, we just put out industry employment projections for Southwest Oregon. And that region includes Coos, Curry, and Douglas counties. We're looking at net employment growth between 2021 and 2031 of 7,100 jobs, and that's 9% growth over the period.
Now, is 9% growth in a 10-year period, how would you define that? Is that strong? Is that mild? Is it weak?
We can call it moderate. This particular projection includes both structural increases or decreases, and also a rebound from the COVID recession. The base year is 2021, and we're still getting some extra growth from a rebound from the pandemic recession. So 1% would be moderate on historic terms. Coming out of a recession, though, it's relatively weak.
Now, how has this region done in recovering from the pandemic recession compared to other areas?
Well, Southwestern Oregon in general has not reached the pre-pandemic levels of employment. Coos, Curry, and Douglas counties in general have reached somewhere around 80 to 90% of the pre-pandemic level. So they've gained back about 80 to 90% of the jobs lost in the pandemic recession. Statewide, we just reached pre-pandemic levels of employment late last year. We have some new benchmark adjustments, and the Portland area recently reached its pre-pandemic level of employment, as did the Bend area.
Are there other areas in Oregon that are lagging as well?
Yes, yes. First of all, there are some of the eastern Oregon counties also have reached the pre-pandemic level of employment. They weren't as affected by the pandemic restrictions, so they didn't have as far to come back. Other areas, Lane County, for one, has not reached its pre-pandemic level of employment. They're at like 86% of their pre-pandemic level. And the Medford area hasn't either. And then some of the counties in eastern Oregon haven't reached their pre-pandemic level either.
Now, I know your job is to kind of analyze the data, but any idea why some areas have done better than others?
A lot of it has to do with industry structure. Everybody has leisure and hospitality employment, and that's been coming back pretty quickly. In Southwestern Oregon, there's a lot of manufacturing, agriculture, logging. And even though those industries weren't affected very much by the pandemic, they've been kind of slow to come back, local education. There's a high proportion of jobs in local education in Southwestern Oregon. And healthcare also has been lagging coming back out of the pandemic recession.
Now, what goes into putting out a report like this? How many different areas do you have to sift through data to know that you're getting accurate information and complete a realistic picture?
Okay, well, when we do the projections, first we look at historic data. It's been difficult over the past couple of years with the pandemic recession. They've been very interesting economic times. But we look at the past trends, And then we look forward to structural changes, which industries have demand and which industries are losing demand, which industries may be losing employment due to technology. And we adjust the linear regression based on what we know about each particular industry.
Have we seen much, when we look at like sectors of employment coming through the pandemic and to where we are now, do you see some long-term shifts there based on how many things changed with technology and how people purchase things and that type of thing that occurred during the pandemic that are going to kind of shift things for the long haul?
Yeah, that's hard to say. We saw a lot of self-employment in the COVID. We saw self-employment increase quite a bit, and that's been coming down a little bit lately. But mostly, we would expect most industries to, get back to pre-pandemic levels and then get on their long-term growth path. With these projections, we have in Southwest Oregon, we have private education and health services adding the most jobs at 1,720. And both education and health services lost jobs during the pandemic, and they have a rebound effect there. But also, demand for health services is very strong now and is expected to continue to be strong just because of the aging of the population. Also, leisure and
Well, I'm curious about the aging of the population. Is that more pronounced in Southwest Oregon than maybe it is in certain other parts of the state, particularly maybe Eugene and Portland Metro?
Southwest Oregon has an older population. Health services is very important down there. As is residential care facilities. And, occupations and home care is also important down in Southwest Oregon just because of the aging of the population.
Yeah, and you mentioned that you started to talk about leisure and hospitality. Talk about what their projections are for that area.
Okay, leisure and hospitality is expected to grow the fastest in Southwest Oregon at 20% over the 10-year period. That is largely a rebound from the pandemic recession. Leisure and hospitality, especially restaurants and bars, and to some extent the hotels, were affected very much by pandemic restrictions. And we're expecting to see a strong rebound in the first few years of the projections, 2021 and a few years after that, in leisure and hospitality. And then after that, they get on a long-term, slower growth path, depending on travel into the area and population growth.
Now, are other parts of the state looking at similar projections for leisure and hospitality?
Yes. Statewide, leisure and hospitality has the most jobs and is growing the fastest. Because the industry was affected the most by pandemic restrictions, we're expecting to see the strongest rebound out of that industry.
Now, trade, transportation, and industry growth, go over that area.
Yeah, trade, transportation, and utilities is an interesting one. We are seeing a rebound from retail trade, which is affected by the pandemic restrictions. Transportation and warehousing is in there. And transportation and warehousing has future demand, current and future demand, because people are buying things online and need transportation and warehousing to get those products delivered to them. So a lot of demand there.
And also, I noticed in your report, you even mentioned the upcoming new Winco grocery store in Roseburg.
Right. And that's another reason trade, transportation, and utilities is adding a lot of jobs, 970 over the 10-year period, because the Winco grocery store in Roseburg it adds to that.
All right. We're going to take a break, talk about more of the data when we come back on Inside Douglas County. Regional economist Brian Rooney from the State of Oregon Employment Department. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson coming at 1. Mike Witter's Lawn and Garden Show with Douglas County's Commissioner of Dirt on the way at 4 o'clock. And on tomorrow's program, we'll get an update on Douglas Cares. Sarah Wickersham, the Executive Director, will be in, and possibly other folks as well, as we talk about what's going on with Douglas Cares. Brian Rooney, Regional Economist with the State of Oregon Employment Department, joining us out of the Eugene area. Brian, I'm curious, as a regional economist, it seems like you are particularly focused on this particular region. So are there, I presume, other regional economists that cover other areas of the state that are located in those places?
Yeah, we have regional economists around the state, in the Portland area, the coastal area, in the Mid-Valley, and then I cover Lane and Douglas counties. Guy Tower is the regional economist for Southwest Oregon and the Medford area. And then we have a couple of regional economists out in Eastern Oregon also.
What's the advantage of, as an economist, being able to specialize in a smaller area as opposed to be looking at, you know, looking at overall state data or something like that?
Yeah, some states, you know, do the employment estimates and these projections from their capital, from the central office. I think Oregon is unique and fortunate to have people out in the field when you're doing your employment estimates and when you're doing these forecasts. I think that you're a little more in touch with what's going on, and it helps the accuracy of especially employment estimates and forecasts.
Well, and I would think just because you live in the area and you can travel down here, or and being living in Eugene, you get to know that area well, that it's more than looking at data on paper. It's recognizing a new building that's coming up or something like that, and having much more of a connection to the community and this area.
Right. We read all the local news and drive around, and, you know, sometimes I'll see a construction project and I'll say, you know, what's going on there? And so I can find out if there's a new business coming in, or if there's, you know, just a building being torn down, and just what's going on. And that helps to inform the estimates and projections.
When these reports come out, of course, they're distributed to the media. The employment department's got them up on their website. Who else do you connect with in terms of getting the information out to them? Does this go to lawmakers, business? Who else?
Right. It's all published on our website. Of course, the legislature is aware of our press releases. Also, the local workforce investment boards get an email, so that they're aware of the employment estimates and projections that we're doing.
And as you look at these over the years, obviously there's different cycles. There's periods of time when things are going very well, times when they are not. And I suppose one of the advantages of being a regional economist as well is there's certainly areas of the state that traditionally do better and some areas that, you know, where growth is slower and always has been.
Yeah. You know, it's, well, the Portland area has had strong growth, and their forecast is 15% over the 10-year period from 2021 to 2031. You know, and it's just a more dynamic economy. They have some of the fast employment in some of the fast growth industries up there, like high tech, like software and computer systems. You know, they're getting an Amazon distribution center near Woodburn that's just massive. So, you know, more dynamic economy there. In the Bend area has had strong growth recently, and a lot of that is people moving in for lifestyle. So a lot of growth in like leisure and hospitality, construction. So those are some of the faster growing areas in the state. And then, you know, here in Southwest Oregon, it's traditionally manufacturing, logging, agriculture, and then some leisure and hospitality too. You know, those industries are very important, but they're a little slower growing than some of the industries we're seeing in other areas.
in the report out yesterday, projections about growth in different sectors of government. Talk about those numbers.
Yeah. Well, we're expecting government to grow modestly at about 7%. In Southwestern, local government adds 830 jobs, and that's 7% growth. But it's a little unique there. Aside from, you know, county and city governments and public schools, there's also some health care in local government. And the tribal government is also included in local government in Southwest Oregon. So they're expected to add a reasonable amount of jobs over the 10-year period, 830 jobs over the 10-year period. What we've been seeing recently in government, well, first we were seeing some growth in federal government for fire suppression. That's backed off a little bit. We've been seeing the public schools rebound some. Of course, the casinos were affected by the pandemic restrictions, and we've seen some rebound there. Also, city and county governments have been growing somewhat, and I believe, you know, there's some money that's been coming down the pike from the federal government for infrastructure, like rural broadband is an example. So we've been seeing some growth in the city and county governments also.
Now, backing up over the past number of years, does this growth rate tend to be kind of consistent with the rate of growth in government jobs?
Yes. In general, government has had slow growth over the past several years. You know, sometimes it'll vary up and down depending on what's going on. It changes seasonally. For instance, local government increases late in the summer for the county fair and things like that. But generally, growth in government employment has been slow historically.
Now, also out this week, Oregon's unemployment rate, 4.8% in January, staying at the same rate that it's been for the past few months. Do you expect much change there, looking up the road in the unemployment rate for Oregon, and particularly in the region with Lane and Douglas counties?
Yeah, in statewide and in Southwest Oregon, Lane County, we've been seeing the unemployment rate creep up over the past year. Statewide, it's up a percentage point from 3.8%, which is very low, to 4.8%, which is still low. But it's been going up a little bit. And that's counter to what we've been seeing nationally. Nationally, we've been seeing the unemployment rate slowly drop. We're not sure exactly what's going on there. We do know that during the pandemic, self-employment grew rapidly, and we've been seeing that back down a little bit. So whether those people are entering the labor force now as unemployed, it's hard to say, but that could be a reason that we're seeing the unemployment rate creep up in Oregon.
And when you talk about the projections for Southwest Oregon's employment through 2031, you noted as well that there's going to be a lot of job openings due to the need to replace workers who leave their occupations. Are we really seeing a period of time where there's going to be a lot of people entering the retirement arena?
Yes. You know, as we discussed before, Southwest Oregon has an older population. And those, when people retire, they leave an opening. And in Southwest Oregon, over the 10-year period, we're expecting to see about 84,000 replacement openings. And these are, you know, this is in all industries, in all areas, in all industries. So there's a lot of opportunity going forward because of those replacement openings.
All right, Brian Rooney, regional economist with the State of Oregon Employment Department. We've got both of the information we've been sharing on the total employment increasing 9% by 2031 and the unemployment rate story as well. Both of those at 541radio.com. Brian, thanks for being on today.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
1257 Inside Douglas County, News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Human been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.